Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 24th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: U.S. Secretary of State praises Jamaican Prime Minister. Mike Pompeo, the United States Secretary of State, praised Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness during a visit to the island for standing up to the government headed by Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Pompeo called Maduro's government an illegitimate dictatorship. Pompeo made his remarks at a joint press conference with Holness in St. Andrew. Pompeo went on to say the U.S. was proud of its Caribbean neighbors that were working toward creating a stable and prosperous and peaceful environment in the region. Warning from International Olympic Authority supported by Jamaica's Olympic Association. The Jamaica Olympic Association, JOA, has given its support to a warning from the International Olympic Association, or IOC, concerning the global authority's position that no political protests will be permitted at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. According to Michael Frater, however, the athlete's representative to the JOA, athletes' freedom of speech should not be ignored. IOC President Thomas Bach said that protests like those undertaken at the 1968 Olympics will not be welcomed and that athletes should keep politics out of the event in order to maintain the neutrality of the Games. This week's Caribbean news. Visit by U.S. Secretary of State to Jamaica stirs controversy. Several Caribbean nations expressed concern about the visit of United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Jamaica and his meeting with that nation's Prime Minister Andrew Holness, due to differing opinions about the position of the U.S. toward Venezuela. The U.S. is also supporting the re-election of the current head of the Organization of American States, OAS, Luis Almagro of Uruguay, who has called Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro, a dictator. Some members of CARICOM have called on the OAS to take a neutral position on the issue of Venezuela. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Super Bowl game in United States to feature Jamaican patties. Those who attend Super Bowl live on February 2, 2020 will be able to dine on the famous Jamaican patty, an iconic favorite food from the island nation. In addition to the performances by Jamaican stars like Koffi, Squash, and Shensia, Super Bowl fans will be able to enjoy the Jamaican beef patty at a price of US$17.50 or $2,432.52 Jamaican dollars. Since the announcement of the patty's availability at the game was made on social media, fans have expressed appreciation for its inclusion as Super Bowl cuisine, but balk at the high price. This week's business news. Jamaica a big winner at 2020 Travel Awards. Jamaica was a big winner at the 2020 Travel Awards Gala celebration held in the Bahamas, taking home the title of the Caribbean's top destination for the 15th season in a row. The Jamaica Tourist Board was named the region's leading tourist board for the 13th consecutive year. In addition to the World Travel Awards, Jamaica has also received the Top Destination in the Caribbean title for 2020 from CNN, Bloomberg, and Forbes. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Popcorn buys mansion in Ghana after year of return. Jamaican music star Popcorn has purchased a mansion for 31 million Ghanaian cedis, or $5,486,725 after the year of return commemoration. The artist, also known as Unruly Boss, has previously criticized fellow artists for only buying houses in Jamaica. His purchase of the home coincided with Beyond the Return, which encourages Jamaicans in the diaspora to make investments in Ghana. This week's sports news. Brianna Williams ready to compete. Brianna Williams, 17, who has been called the Princess of Jamaica's sprinters, is prepared to compete in the 60-meter event at the 19th staging of the Queen's Grace Jackson track meet to be held at Kingston's National Stadium January 28, 2020. Florida-based Williams recently signed a multi-year deal with sporting goods firm Nike. Her appearance at National Stadium will be her first in Jamaica since receiving a public reprimand on an anti-doping violation. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.